Hey, what's going on? I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And this is 30, Dirty, and Dying. Your favorite or soon-to-be favorite millennial podcast for millennials, by millennials. We're not doing okay, and you probably aren't either.
That's just life. It's just life. Especially right now.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's only like a couple weeks into January, and it feels like the end of the world?
Yeah. Well, who knows? By the time you guys listen to this, who knows if it will be? I don't know.
Real quick.
Yep. Who knows?
Who knows?
And we're just coping the best way we know how. I feel like something I end up saying a lot when I talk about the podcast or when we post things about the podcast is like, we are literally just realizing that most of life is making shit up as you go.
And the points don't matter.
They really don't. It's fine. Like, there's this pressure to have shit figured out, and everybody thinks that 30 is that time where you're gonna have it all figured out.
You never will.
You don't, and you never will. That's the thing. It's like everybody's waiting for that age where we feel like grown-ups. I don't think that happens.
No.
I just think everybody gave us 30 as this arbitrary number because it was like, they talk about how your 20s are supposed to be the best years of your life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, mine were not. But then I realized, like, maybe these are the best years of my life, but they're not, it's not what I thought my 30s would be like, and maybe that's fine. So we're just having a good-ass time. And that's what the show's about.
And we're doing it together.
Hell yeah. Together. Just like, I don't know, twins. Today we're reliving a millennial favorite because one of the ways we get through life is with nostalgia. And we relived a movie, didn't we, Courtney?
We did. And I just relived it this morning.
Me too. So we are reliving The Parent Trap today.
And I have thoughts and opinions.
I do too.
Mine's more negative, I think.
I have a mixture, mm-hmm. I think. I have a pretty good mixture. So I'm excited to talk about it. I remembered more of it than I thought I would. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes when we do these relivings, I'm like, I was like rewatching it for the first time. It was not like that. I remembered almost the entire movie.
Yeah, I remembered a lot.
Yeah, and I know I've rewatched it as an adult. It's been a minute.
I don't think I have.
I know I have.
Like, maybe as a teen. But definitely not as an adult.
I remember watching it on TV a lot. Like, it would run on ABC Family or, like, Disney Channel, and I would watch it, you know, like, almost any time it was on. So I've seen it quite a few times in my life. So maybe that's why. But I also think, you know, it is a favorite. Like, it's one of my favorites. I really like it. So I remembered more of it than I thought, and I'm excited to relive it today.
But first,
back in time. All right.
So we already went back to 1998 this season a couple episodes ago. So we decided to go back in time to the birth year of one Lindsay Lohan.
1986.
Yep. It was,
which is just a year before my sister was born.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Well, starting off, I actually looked up celebrity births in 1986. And it was a pretty chock full fucking year. A lot of our fave people, millennials, fave people, our fellow millennials were born in 1986.
Wow.
So obviously Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, queen herself.
Yep. Kat Dennings, Leighton Meester.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's Leighton Meester?
She was in Gossip Girl.
I didn't watch it.
She was
XOXO.
I think her name was Blair. Maybe.
My bad. Yeah, because Blake Lively is Blair, correct?
No. No.
Blake Lively was in Gossip Girl.
Yeah, but it's not Blair.
Oh.
Blair was with Chuck.
See, I say that as if I knew.
Yeah, I've what never the fuck? I know more about Gossip Girl than you. I watched The Soup, and they talked about it a lot, and they had a whole segment about Chuck and Blair.
Mm.
So that's how I know.
Gotcha.
I know I have to check that. I'm sorry. I need to, because somebody's married to Adam Brody.
Yeah, maybe.
It is her.
Okay.
Leighton Meester. She's married to Adam Brody now.
What kind of name is Leighton?
I don't know.
Meester. Leighton Meester. No offense, Leighton Meester. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry. It's just an interesting name.
It doesn't say what
which
her,
I'm sure it has an interesting backstory.
It doesn't say, like, her background on her Wikipedia page, so I don't know if it's, like, a...
Maybe it's a family name, and I'm just dissing on
her
it.
Her parents were serving time in a federal prison for involvement in a smuggling drug ring.
Jesus.
Wow, Leighton Meester fucks and has from day one. So cool. So anyways, yeah, Leighton Meester, sorry. Megan Fox.
Okay, with her weird thumbs.
Yeah.
Go off.
That's when they came out. Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Edward. Not in 1912.
So I saw this TikTok today.
Okay.
If Bella Swan never went to Forks, and the Cullens were still in high school today, like, they would in crowd and like say the most ridiculous stuff.
Well, I'm sure they're doing that. They said, if I remember correctly, that what they would do was every few years they would pick up and leave and start over as high schoolers somewhere else. So if you think about it, if they're still...
So Bella's also a high schooler now?
And I guess...
With a child?
Well, I think...
Well, going to high school with your child?
Rutabaga is probably also a high school student forever. So, yeah, it's like a family going to high school with your kids. Anyways, other people that were born in 1986.
Yes.
Brittany Snow. Remember in Pitch Perfect, the redhead who's nodes...
Yes. Yep.
She's been in other stuff, but like that's what I
think
of. That's
the reference that I would probably understand.
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda show.
Lady Gaga.
Gaga. Why did I imagine Lady Gaga older?
Me too.
Than Lindsay Lohan.
Not saying like anything bad.
No, absolutely.
Everybody looks amazing. I'm not saying that. I just mean.
And Lindsay Lohan looks real good right now.
She's getting it together, I think.
Yes.
I'm really proud of her.
Me too.
Lily Gladstone. Penn Badgley.
Oh.
Hey, you. The new one, the end, the last one is coming.
I've only watched two seasons.
Well, it's about to be over. So.
It should have been over a season ago.
Seasons ago. Yep. I'm so glad it's ending.
Like,
I'm,
why couldn't they have just stopped at, like, the first season? Like, I feel like that was good enough.
No, well, there are more books. So they did try to, which I only read the first book. I haven't read the others, so I don't know how close they all are.
Yeah, well, there's only one 13 Reasons Why, and they decided to keep that going.
Well, 14 reasons. No, but, like, I think some of the other seasons were great. I'm done now. I've been done for a while, so I'm gonna watch it, but... And then, ooh, Kyla Pratt, the girl who did the voice for Penny Proud.
Oh.
Yeah. Heidi Montag. Josh Peck. Hell yeah, that's a good one. Oh, the Olsons.
Seriously?
Yeah, Mary-Kate. Well, Mary-Kate's on here. Ashley isn't, but I'm sure she's further down since they're twins.
Why weren't they together?
I don't know. Well, you know, they're different people.
They are different people, but they were born at the same time.
We're doing a whole thing about twins.
Except for Lindsay Lohan.
Is not a twin.
I thought Lindsay Lohan was a twin.
For years.
For a very long time.
You know, there is a conspiracy theory about that.
That she does have a twin?
And that twin died? Yeah, but like after they finished filming, before it came out. Mm. One girl, the other one, we're not going to talk about her because her parents were very dead set on...
Dead set? What? All right. So the world statistics... Population, 4.378 billion.
Wow. It's like almost double that now, ain't it?
Something like that.
7 bill something.
Super Bowl.
There we go.
Chicago, New England.
Bears.
Da Bears.
Yeah.
World Series. The New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox.
No one cares.
Okay.
Baseball doesn't matter.
Stanley Cup.
Let's just do drugs and throw sticks. That's the entire sport.
They have great butts.
I do not fucking care.
Stanley Cup, Montreal, Calgary.
So just Canada.
NCAA football champion.
Who fucking cares?
Penn State.
Okay, way to go.
Tell
me basketball. That's the only sport I care
about. Oh, I skipped that specifically because I don't like basketball.
I do. I have to sit here and listen to you talk about dudes with sticks in their butts or whatever, and you won't even tell me about the basketball? I mean, I'm sure.
Boston, Houston.
Good deal. Boston Celtics won. Are a great game. The Celtics were a great team at that time.
I didn't even know who they were.
Well, you should. You should spend more time worrying about basketball than butt sticks.
They score too much. It's stupid.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Can we talk about how baseball takes 46 hours to play?
No, I don't like baseball either. I just like look at their butts. I think it could be cut in half.
Also, I saw this thing.
Hot dogs. Wieners and butts.
You can get a hot dog at a basketball game.
Yeah, but it's too long. It's too long. It's too back and forth. It's too many points.
Don't talk about, well, you can eat a hot dog. You can eat fine number of hot dogs in a basketball game. I saw a video the other day, which is what I was going to say before you made me mad again, of this girl being like, listen, guys, girls don't like hockey. They like watching grown men beat the shit out of each other. Mm-hmm. That's why your girl likes to watch hockey with you.
I like when they stretch.
Before they fight?
Before the game starts.
Before the fight starts.
I'd be fine if they didn't fight at all.
I don't think... I've never really watched
hockey. I
think
the aggression
hockey.
Is unnecessary. Can we just play a sport and then just get over it?
I like fighting.
Like, why is football so aggressive? Like, why isn't it flag football where you just take a flag out
be such a little bitch sometimes, I swear to God. I love you so much, but, like, ever hurt.
Why would you risk your life?
Because it's fun to watch.
It's not.
I like to watch boxing. I like to watch UFC.
Nope.
If you almost get your head cut off, I'm here for it.
I don't want it.
I like it. Justin watched a boxing match one time together, and he was like, you become a different person. He says that when I watch sports in general, but especially, like, violent sports. He's like, this is insane. You're like a whole different person. I am. I enjoy it. I get really into it.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Would you like to hear about science?
Sure. I mean,
all right. So K. Alex Mueller and J. George Bednors.
Why did my ass just want to go Mueller?
Discover superconductivity in a ceramic material at negative 397 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
A higher temperature than ever before.
Hey, Ferris Bueller's Day Off came out in 1986.
Oh my God.
I was just pulling up my movies to go
That's
after.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Also, Crocodile Dundee.
Nice.
Labyrinth.
I never watched it.
The Fly.
Never watched it.
Got Jeff Goldblum in it.
Yeah, what a man. I hear he just plays himself in everything. Is that true?
He pretty much does. And also, for the first time in a while the other day, I watched Moses, the Prince of Egypt cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in it.
Oh, really?
He plays Moses' brother, Aaron. And it literally is just Jeff Goldblum.
As a cartoon?
Yeah. He's nice. Like, oh my God. He's just very great. Top Gun.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
I like Top Gun.
I don't dislike it. It's fine.
And I like the new Top Gun.
My mom really likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Never seen it.
Little Shop of Horrors. Bop, shit, bop. I don't know the rest.
Okay. Well, a tornado outbreak happened in Rhode Island.
Ooh, wow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't feel like they get many tornadoes.
Nope. And this article starts off with, Rhode Island is not known as an extension of Tornado Alley.
Absolutely not.
However, during a 24-hour period from August 7th, through the 8th of 1986, three tornadoes struck fuck.
They struck fuck.
An ad popped up. I was trying to read it.
Three tornadoes struck fuck.
Struck Rhode Island. This is the first time in Rhode Island's history to have a multiple tornado day.
Wow. I wonder if they've had any big ones since, because I like don't recall ever hearing about Rhode Island having tornadoes in my life.
So it began with an F1 tornado, which really isn't that big of a deal.
The wind blew. No way.
It touched down in Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Okay.
It traveled a half mile towards the southeast and damaged trees and power lines. No injuries or fatalities.
Fatality.
About an hour later, an F2 tornado.
Okay.
Winds speeds up to 113 to 157 is like an F2.
Okay.
At around 4:15 p.m., which traveled 4 miles from Cranston to Providence on a northeastern path. The damage from this tornado included a flip truck, a house removed from its foundation, a manufacturing building losing its top floor, the YMCA badly damaged, and 6,000 people losing power. There were 20 injuries during the storm, most from flying debris, but there were no fatalities. Then the next morning, F1, the okay. storm traveled for 6 miles. Dozens of people were injured. Caused $2.5 million in damages, which is equivalent to about $5.4 million. But yeah, isn't that pretty crazy?
Yeah, that is.
Rhode Island.
Killing it. Well, do you want to go out with some songs?
Yeah, song me up.
All right. Run DMC and Aerosmith did that collab of Walk This Way.
Walk this way! Talk this way!
Hell yeah. Oh, it was 1985, but Nikita, which is an Elton John song that I really, really like. Kiss by Prince came out in 1986. It's a great song. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
You know, I never really listened to Prince.
Oh, you should. Prince is one of the best guitarists.
Purple Rain. I do know that song.
I like, I think my favorite Prince song is When Doves Cry. Papa Don't Preach by Madonna.
Okay.
It's about, she gets teen pregnancy.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like, Papa Don't Preach. I know I'm in trouble deep, something, something, but I'm keeping my baby. Those are the lyrics. Or at least a few of them. Manic Monday by the Bengals.
Manic Monday.
Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. That makes sense because of Top Gun.
Duh.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
I love that song.
It's a great song. Everybody Have Fun Tonight by Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying. We really appreciate your support, and if you want to keep up with everything we're doing both on and off the air, you can find information at the link in our bio on TikTok and Instagram at 30dirtyanddying. We've got affiliate links if you want to support the things we're doing outside the show. You can get in touch with us, find playlists that we've made, and everything else that you need to keep up with your favorite millennial podcast. Now, let's get back to the show.
Well, so Parent Trap, a remake. I've never seen the original.
I've never seen the original
either. And I have no fucking desire to, okay?
What if it's really good?
It can't be better than Queen Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no, probably not.
I love how at the opening credits, it's introducing Lindsay Lohan.
I know.
Because it was her first movie.
I was, like, so proud of her.
Yeah, way to go. Honestly, I don't think if I would have, like when I was a kid watching it or even a little younger and not knowing that was her first movie, I don't think I would have believed it was her first movie. She did great.
She was so good.
And not just because she played
very
two
talented.
People.
Well, she did an accent.
Yeah. It wasn't the best.
But for a kid?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but even just each character was like a fully realized person.
Yeah.
And I believed.
A realized idea.
Yep. but yeah, she was a really good actor. Like, yeah. At no point was I like, this is just a kid reading shit off cue cards.
Yeah, no, she did a good job.
Which sometimes you get, you know, in those, which is fine. People grow into it. But she really has been a good actor from day one.
Day one. I want to say that I was sitting there watching and wanting, like, I've never been to camp. I've never
Me
been
neither.
To a camp.
I was not in that tax bracket, ladies and gents.
And I was like, man, I wish I could have been to a camp.
You see, I remember thinking this as a kid, and I thought the same thing watching it. I remember being like, that looks fun. I never want to go. I mean, I don't like to be outside.
Yeah.
Never did. Never will. And, like, it looks fun, but it looks like fake fun. I was not in the tax bracket for camp, and I'm okay with that. And look what happened.
What about Camp Crystal Lake?
That's the only one, because I wouldn't have to pay the bill at the end.
Yeah, you're right, because you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, go on. I feel the same.
I was sad because I never got to go to camp. So I was watching this, I'm like, man, camp.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say, you know, there are a few scenes and parts of the movie throughout that have stuck with me for life. Like, I can remember them, like, even before rewatching it. And a lot of them were the camp scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the little, I don't know what you want to call it. Like, all the booby traps they set when they, like, hate each other with the whipped cream and the honey.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
that. I have
that
opinions about that.
Vividly and very viscerally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then also with the ear piercing. See, I've always remembered that. I've never, like, and there's this scene in an episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Later where Kelly Kapoor is going to pierce Andy Bernard's ear in the bathroom because they become best friends. And all I could think about watching it was the Parent Trap scene, and then she goes to do it, and he goes, ow, son of a bitch! And she's like, that was just the ice. I love that. But yeah, a lot of the camp scenes have stuck in my head for many, many years. The isolation cabin.
So I have multiple thoughts on just
the camp
in general. So let's start with the camp. First things first.
I'm the realist.
Why is someone from another country going to an American camp?
Yeah, do they not have camps in Europe? Probably not.
I don't know.
But if they don't, why do you think you should send your kid to... You know what I mean? Like, she's also European, the mom.
Right.
Where did you get this fucking idea?
Yeah, no idea. Second, they see each other, and they don't think twin. They're just like, man, we look so much alike.
Well...
Are you shitting my dick right now?
Here's the thing.
And no one else... The entire time before they even realized together that they, man, like, this is eerily similar.
Okay, but also,
eerily similar.
They do say that everyone has at least one doppelganger out there on the other side of the world.
But not an exact copy.
That's fucking dumb.
They're not exact.
That's what it means. Yes, that they are.
Oh, well.
That's what doppelganger means.
Oh, well.
But also, that is, again, a bold claim to just make with absolutely no evidence. Hey, I bet we are twins separated at birth. Like, that. I don't know if that's the first thing that would come to my mind. It is crazy how much that this storyline worked on us in the 90s and the early 2000s, though. Think about it. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, I'm sure they had at least a few of their 5 billion movies that they were separated at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Tia and Tamara from Sister. That was the whole thing.
Yeah, but see, that makes more sense because they were adopted. Two parents.
Yeah, this custody.
To be like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about the other kid.
Fucking see you again.
Yeah, you know, and how did they decide which one was gonna go with which? How like, you know, even... what? I kind of like this one a little better.
Well, here,
I'll take that.
They're
one.
Identical twins, and I'm gonna say this right now: you can't tell them apart.
Well, no, they couldn't tell them apart either.
Exactly. Also, it's ridiculous that in the parents who made and birthed them were the last people in the whole fucking cast to realize something's amiss. But no, it's just ridiculous. Like, this custody arrangement is fucking bullshit. I have an easier time, like you said, remember or believing that sister-sister's plotline. Yeah, because I 100%. Believe, but this one is like, we're choosing. Look, I cut off my exes. They're dead to me. But this is pretty extreme.
Yeah. There's something called co-parent.
No, not there.
Not there. Fuck that.
But no, they couldn't have chosen them based on any real qualities of the children when they were just flipping coins.
Yeah. And another thing that bothered me.
Hit me.
The peanut butter. It's like a known fact that like Europe doesn't have peanut butter.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's like countries that don't have peanut butter.
Is England one of those countries?
I'm pretty sure England is one of those countries.
Let's check.
Double check.
I'm
pretty sure. And the fact that the English Lindsay Lohan is the one that whipped out the peanut butter.
But maybe that's why she said, no, she didn't whip it out. She said, I like to eat them at home with peanut butter.
Yeah, and she whipped it out. No, she whipped it out.
Hallie whipped it out.
Are you sure?
Yes, because she got the Oreos out. I just literally watched it 30 seconds ago. She got the Oreos out and said, hey, do you want an Oreo? She's like, yeah, I love Oreos. At home, I eat them with peanut butter. And then Hallie was like, no fucking way! And
because that's an American thing to say.
Yeah, maybe the reason that Annie, the British one, was so embarrassed about peanut butter, because it's not a weird thing.
No.
Is because there's no peanut butter.
Go together.
But because there's no peanut butter over there in England.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she was thinking it's so weird.
But how'd she get it?
I don't know. Her mom's like rich. They're rich people. This is what happens when rich people have twins, I guess.
Yeah, they can just do whatever they want. Which is why they just chose one and kept it.
Do the Brits have peanut butter?
Do the Brits have
peanut butter? I spelled it wrong. I wrote peanut butter. Peanut butter has always been popular in the UK.
Oh, fuck me.
It's been available since the 1930s.
Oh, well.
Maybe other parts of Europe. Maybe. You might be right. But maybe. The UK specifically, which is where they're living, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Actually, let's take it all the way back to the intro of the movie.
Okay.
Where they get married.
On the cruise QE2. Ship. QE2.
Yeah. The
Queen Elizabeth II.
It's in the 80s, right? 86.
Is that, are you just saying that because we went back in time?
No. I'm saying, like, isn't that, like,
I have
the
no
date
clue.
On the... the picture is like 1986 or something.
I don't know. Let's find out. Wow. Did we have a better reason to do back in time than what we came
up with?
Isn't
that wild?
It just says Southampton.
Is that the new one? Is that because they did a second picture? They did a second picture when they got remarried.
It's the old one.
Okay. I swore it said like 80 something.
It might have been the actual movie, like when they show things in the actual movie.
Oh, maybe.
But this picture doesn't have that. But okay. I believe you, sure.
But okay, so it's in the 80s. It took place, they got married in the 80s.
Probably.
And then 11 years later, we're in the 90s.
Okay.
Why the fuck did the person that came up to take their picture had something from like the 40s as the camera? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's the first thing that pissed me off. Sure. Second thing that pissed me off, which, well, I thought peanut butter, but you know, that's fine now.
Anyways, keep going. I'm sure this list is very long.
I felt really bad for that one boy who was like, Mom, answer. I shouldn't be here.
Oh. Well.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah. I liked that girl that was so strong and she was getting everybody's bags.
Got a duffel
bags.
Bag, yeah.
Yeah, she's
get
like.
Get my duffel bag.
Yeah. I liked her.
Yeah.
Oh! And she looked completely normal. Like, yeah, she didn't look like a Hulk.
No. I do like how they, like, were all really nice to each other.
Yeah, it seemed fun. It seemed like a fun experience.
What a fun time.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go to camp.
It's why I didn't. I was like, that looks fun. I would not fit in well. Being nice.
Back then, so, like, before I was jaded and hated the world.
Yeah, see, I did from day one, so.
I loved people. Fuck. I was talkative. I was very extroverted back in the day.
You were.
And now I'm just like, I don't want to be near anyone ever.
That's the only reason we're probably friends, because you were so extroverted, so you talked to me a lot, and I was like, I do like you, but I'm not going to talk. And then I finally did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked the camp scenes. You know the younger camp counselor? Did you recognize her?
Mm-mm.
She's Janice from Friends. Oh my god, Chandler Bing.
Nice.
Yeah, I always recognized her from something and I didn't realize from what, and then I looked it up while I was watching.
Nice.
Yep.
Noise,
yep.
Noise.
Noise, noise. But yeah, so the camp, one thing that did piss me off, the isolation cabin.
Yeah.
This is how you deal with...
Fuck you, kids!
You put them in the woods alone?
Yeah, you put them in the woods alone.
And leave them there
mm-hmm.
to die. This is Lord of the Flies shit. What are you talking about? This is what you do. That just made no sense. Like, when she said pack your bags, it would make sense if they were sending them home.
Yeah, that's what I first thought.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, we're gonna all together march you out in the woods and shame you, and then let you watch all the other kids go leave.
And have fun without you.
And you have to stay here, and I don't care if you fucking die. That's basically what that whole thing seemed like. But yeah, so camp, good stuff, bad stuff, good mixture. I want to talk about their foolproof plan to switch lives.
I mean, it worked, didn't it?
On their parents, who were fucking idiots, clearly, but on literally no one else.
I mean, it worked for the grandfather for a little while.
I don't think that, I
you
actually,
don't think so?
No, because when I was watching
you
it,
think
I
think he realized right away?
I think so, like, okay. Pretty quickly. Maybe not, like, first, second,
mm-hmm.
but kind of like how Chessie, the nanny.
Which is not Jessie.
No, it's Chessie.
It's Chessie.
Who is my favorite character in the whole fucking thing, by the way. She realized kind of immediately, like, yeah, something is afoot.
Because the dog.
Well, and just in general, she was just like, what, this isn't right. Not just like, why are you talking so weird? Like the dad.
Which he didn't catch on at all.
No, he said a few things in the car, like, wow, you're saying different stuff, and why
yeah,
are you talking
like that?
Yeah,
you're saying dad a lot. Why are you saying dad? Well, because I miss you for 8 weeks. Duh, dad.
Yeah, and he was
okay.
But no, so, like, the parents didn't even get it. But I think, because when I was watching it, I was remembering who figured it out first. And the grandfather is obviously the one who figured it out first
over yonder.
Pond. Yeah, over yonder. And
Chessie
over here.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to see if I tried to really watch the grandfather's mannerisms to see when he got it. Because Chessie, it was so obvious to me that she got it from, like, day one. I think he really suspected very early. I do not think he just came up with it at the last second.
Hmm.
I think he kind of always knew.
Gotcha.
Which it's crazy. That the mother did. I can almost see the father because I have so little faith in fathers in general.
Yeah.
But like, they came out of you. They came
well,
out of you.
She obviously didn't care who she picked.
I suppose that's correct.
Yeah, she was okay with just, because she was just so willing to be like, yeah, take one, okay.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, if my dad walked away with a different kid in the store one day, I don't think he would have noticed for 6 weeks. If my mom did.
Yeah, but he was probably drunk, so.
Well, exactly. Okay? The guy owns a vineyard. Come on. You think he's not hitting the sauce? But like. If my mom, if I was like, I used to be able to go in my mom's room and wake her up, like I've had a nightmare or something, and I didn't even try to wake her up. I just stood next to the bed like a fucking horror film, and she would wake up every time like, what's wrong? Like, she knew I was there.
That's how I am with Cheeto.
It's the same. But yeah, I just have a really hard time believing that at least the mom wouldn't be like,
you're not the one that I raised.
Yeah, you're the other one.
I gave you away. Why are you here?
Hey, thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Well, let's talk about our favorite characters and how, or what we feel about each character. You go first.
My favorite characters are Chessie and the Butler.
Hell yeah.
And I love that they got together. I loved her outfits every single day.
The denim?
Ugh.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
Love her.
That scene, I tried to remember if I could do the entire monologue where she's like, I'm not looking at her in any special way. That's how I look at her every day. So she came home from the hospital. I love that part. I used to know the whole thing. I could not remember. I got the first line out and the last part. Can I hug her?
It did make me really want chili, though.
I hate chili.
Cornbread.
Those chocolate chip pancakes. Every time I see those chocolate chip pancakes, I'm like, fuck yeah.
I could go for a pancake.
I think Chessie's my favorite character.
Yeah, 100%.
And I like the dog.
I was going to say, that's my least favorite character.
I love the dog. Sniffing out a trickster.
Yeah.
And then I like grandfather. I also, if I'm picking between the parents, I really love the mom.
Yeah.
Even though she's dumb for the kid thing. Everything else, I love her. Like, her having an absolute panic attack. Getting
drunk.
Everything about it is great.
I just love the scene where she's just, like, passed out on the bar.
Yeah.
Like, she's just, like, laying down on the bar, and then she's just like,
I think I just drank tall.
And then just burped.
Yeah, I love it. She's very relatable while also seeming like a real proper British lady.
Yeah.
Like, I admire her and also feel like I could be her. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the saddest thing.
What?
Because, you know, the actress, Natasha Richardson is her name. She's passed away.
When?
Several years ago. Oh, she was married to Liam Neeson.
They were married
for a long time.
No way. They were,
like, big love story energy. Like, I think that's the reason he started doing all these movies. And I think he said it in an interview, like, any movie, because he used to kind of be a little more discerning in what he did. And he's like, he's not remarried. He's not anything. I think he was so fucking sad and lonely that she died. It was an accident, like a skiing accident or something. That he's like, just trying to keep busy.
That's so sad.
I know. But so they had kids. And her son, I guess, said in an interview once that anytime he really misses his mom, he watches The Parent Trap because it's like the most... It was really a lot like her as a mom. She was so... I'm going to find the interview. I'm sorry.
That's so sad.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm about to start my period. Don't put me this emotion.
When he really does feel sad, he goes back and watches her movies. And he previously told People that his favorite movie was the 1998 film The Parent Trap because I see so much of her as that person. I was lucky, too, because she passed away. I can still watch her and see how she worked. And it's a great thing that we have. And I watch her movies, but there's still a lot I need to watch. But he talked about how much that character was like watching his mom just be his mom. And that's how
I have nothing to remember my mom except for alcohol.
I got some beers downstairs.
Sad. Oh my God. I can't believe she's dead.
Yeah. She's just like a skiing accident.
Man, you gotta be careful with skiing. I mean, skiing is not safe.
No. So again, out of my tax bracket. Anyways, Parent Trap.
Parent Trap.
Let's get back to it. A couple other things that I really remember, by the way, just saying.
How they fucked with her when they were camping. Loved it.
Yeah. The lizard.
The lizard.
The lizard is...
What? Such a little brat.
So, like, I understand that she wasn't a good person, and we get that later, and she wanted to, like, send the kid away. Honestly, the thing for me that was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck Meredith Blake, was when she brought that bell out.
Bitch?
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't say anything to like, stick up for Chessie?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
If I was Chessie, I'd be like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Honestly, Nick Parker is the villain. I'm saying it right now. He's the villain that we didn't know we had.
Nikki!
Yeah. But she's not the villain. It's Nick. Why are you letting this happen in your fucking life to people that you care about?
Right.
Just for some young
ass.
Yep. One thing, but to be so manipulated and not give a shit about the people in your life?
Yeah, like, I hate it.
But yeah, he's the problem. But like at the beginning when she's trying to be nice to the kid, obviously it's fake. But I was like, this is not that bad. Like these kids just deciding that they're going to sabotage her is fucking ridiculous. But then when she brought that bell out, I was like, you know what? I forgot. You suck.
Oh, even before that, when she was in the golf cart.
Yeah, but like, I understand she just said, but she wasn't doing anything yet. You know what I mean? It was just words.
Words are enough.
They can be, but she was also saying just as many words that were nice and fine and okay. So I was like, I don't know, maybe she's just saying shit. But when she brought that bell out, I was done.
And in a box?
Yeah.
She purposefully went and bought, like, a special bell?
Yeah, fuck you. No, then I was like, yeah, let's fuck her up.
Yeah.
I'm okay with this now.
Put her in the water.
Yeah, get an iguana, put in her mouth.
And the fact that she really thought...
That was not an iguana, it was way too small.
It was just a lizard.
It was like a gecko. Well, an iguana is a lizard.
You're right.
It was like maybe a gecko
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, Geico.
Yep.
Geico.
She got good insurance, though, so maybe it's all worth it.
Maybe. What was I saying? Oh, and how she just thought, like, getting out of the water, literally kicking the pot in the fireplace, that she really thought that this guy was going to choose her over his children.
Yeah, that's where I'm like... But no, like, but I will say, honestly, I can understand a little bit why she thought he might, considering his past behavior. And how he was just letting her walk all over the people in his life.
Right.
So, he was a fucking problem here. He had more responsibility to not allow this to happen and not have someone mistreat literally everyone in his life. So, fuck you, Nick Parker, and your stupid wine. I bet it gives me headaches.
I don't like wine.
I don't love it that much anymore. I used to pretend I was classy. Now I don't.
I did think it was interesting that the mom gave her a sip of wine. Like, she's 11.
One of the scenes, though, speaking of their jobs, the wedding dress photo shoot with the top hat, the way I thought that was...
High fashion.
Peak.
I was like, if I get married, I'm wearing a fucking top hat when I was like 11 watching it. I'm never getting married, but I challenge any one of you who will get married
to wear a top hat
and send us pics. Mm-hmm. It was great. We I love that it. Scene, that montage with the photo shoot. That was...
She was so proud of her mom. Like, yeah. Wow, I love my mom so much, even though she got rid of me.
It's complicated.
She just gave me away. No second thoughts. Just
look, we all know that our love for our parents can be complicated. So anyways, are we happy that they end up back together?
Yeah, just, you know, for the kids.
Yeah, when it seems like they really did never stop loving each other.
Which is, I kind of wish I understood why they broke up.
I think what they were, if I remember the, because I didn't get to this part in my rewatch, but if I remember their little, like, heart-to-heart correctly, it was that she wanted to leave and go back and have her career, and he wanted to have his. And they were young, and they were about to be very successful, and they couldn't quite make the love they had for each other and their own ambitions mesh.
Which is fine. I think...
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
And she walked out.
And they just luckily had twins.
Yeah. But she was like, she walked out, and she wanted her to wanted him to come after her. And he didn't come after her.
Nope.
Which, you know, happens. I always sing the L...
Is for the way you look at me. See, I think of Little Rascals.
Really? Mm-hmm. I don't. No, I always think of that song. And I sing it a lot, thinking of the montage. Mm-hmm. But I also become suddenly...
Just don't say the right letters?
No, I'll say the letter. I'll be like, oh, and then I'll say another lyric that's for another letter. And I just keep doing that for like 45 minutes until I realize I've done fucked up a lot. Just like that marriage.
Yep.
But I bet you like that they ended up on a boat.
I love boats.
We love
boats. And hoes.
Boats and hoes. Man, that ain't the movie.
That's the movie.
Yeah. Yep.
Got my swimming trunks.
I would have watched
flippy floppies.
I would have watched a spinoff with Chessie and... What's his name?
Wait, there's a spinoff?
I would have, I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chessie and the butler.
Yeah, but what's his name?
I forget his name. I'm not really good with names.
Fuck.
No, it wasn't fuck.
No. I hope they fuck. I bet it was great.
Oh, yes. Leather?
And the denim?
Denim.
Martin.
I just love how she was like, you're like a brother, and I want you to come just like to keep company.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love that so much.
Yeah. He's like, well, if I was seeing my ex and I had your legs. And I love that. I love everything about it.
Yep.
So, you know, I think overall, great rewatch, great movie. Really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have
a kid, didn't hate it.
No. If I have a kid, we're watching it. You know? It's a great time. I think it holds up. We always say if it holds up, and I think it does, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some plot holes.
But any movie, any kid-ish movie is going to have that. But I think overall, it holds up, and the vibes are there.
Vibes are there, and Lindsay Lohan, great actress from the jump.
Absolutely.
No wonder she got the role. And to play two characters.
Yeah.
Yep. Great.
So shout out Lindsay. I'm glad you're doing so great.
If you're listening to this, I love you. You can be on our podcast.
Any fucking time you want. Okay, I'm such a big fan.
I recently watched your Christmas movie on Netflix. Yeah. I actually enjoyed
it. We watched it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. You know what I listened to for the first time the other day? Her album that she came out with holds up. She's so talented. Everything about her is great. Honestly, this is a Lindsay Lohan appreciation episode. Shout out Lindsay.
We appreciate you.
Yep. Lohan. All right.
Lindsay.
Well, I guess we're going to jump on the QE2 and sail on out of this bitch. Thanks for listening, guys.
Sail away.
this will be an everlasting love if you remember to rate and comment and subscribe and all that good shit. And tell us what you want us to relive next. Another movie, a show. We got a whole season coming at you, ladies, gents, and non-binary friends, so we're ready to do it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of something like fun to say, and I got nothing.
One of my favorite lines from the movie that I recall after watching it was, "The whole enchilada." She says the whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
The whole enchilada.
Stop. You're going to take someone's eye out. Besides, you're saying it wrong. Do you want Snape?
We're going to go. See, that's... I'm really sorry to anyone listening in England. Apologies.
Oh, yeah. Forever. I'm very American, and I'm so upset. Sorry. See you next time. Bye.
Come back in here. I'm sorry.